So all this data got a lot of us excited and led on to the design of a randomized phase III trial. FORWARD-1 is the randomized phase III trial, the FORWARD-2 being led by my colleague, sometimes friend, Dave O'Malley. There's slightly different criteria, but we used medium and high for FORWARD-1.
Well, I didn't want to correct my friend when you answered 60% folate receptor. It's actually 80% if you include the lows when you answered earlier.
Correct.
But, yeah.
And I regret to say it did not meet its primary endpoint of PFS in either the entire study population or a pre-specified subset of patients with high folate receptor alpha. Now, there's a caveat here in the sense that the way the trial was designed, when we went to the really high expression, we actually needed a p-value of less than or equal to 0.025. And in fact, it was statistically significant and at 0.047. But because of the way the stats were done, it didn't get to that level. In retrospect, we may have missed an opportunity just to study it in the high expression levels. I'll point out the overall response rate was considerably higher in MIRV, and if you
P-value, PFS,
0.015. OS was actually positive in that.
Tolerated better.
Yeah.
And yet it's a negative trial. Do you think it's going to be approved?
So we're all talking about this. I think the company ought to take it to the FDA and say, and ask for approval in the high expressing group of patients, with the caveat being that they'll need to do a confirmatory phase III trial.
Where are we heading in terms of FORWARD-2?
Yep. What Dave has been leading, and that is using MIRV in combination with other active agents, Bev, Pembro, and even Carbo. And I'll only make two comments. I think the Bev arm is fascinating. It has the same response rate, if not better, than MIRV alone. And I think the Bev is adding increased duration of response. And then the Carbo is interesting because of what I said before. I think if we can show safety and activity, and again, I do think we need an indication here, but could we move MIRV up front and fundamentally change the way we treat ovarian cancer patients for those tumors that are expressing folate receptor alpha? Could we combine MIRV with Carbo and maybe even have Bev in there? That would be the initial treatment.
I put together this question, and Matt, I'm curious to know what your thoughts about it. Again, this comes up all across oncology. You see drugs, and you start seeing them in the late-line setting, single-arm studies. We're going to hear one of Mike's patients who got mirvetuximab, for example, responded. Is that enough? If you hear a bunch of cases, you have a phase II study, single-arm, and you see there's 30% response rate, the responses seem to last. Is that good enough? I'm not really talking about from a legal FDA point of view, but is it enough for you to want to use the agent, or do you need to see a randomized trial against standard of care, which generally is what's going to happen in general? I kind of wonder why, in a sense. In any event, Matt, looks like the audience is kind of split about whether they want to see phase III data. How do you think about it?
Yeah, I think as oncologists, we always want more options for our patients. So I would vote in that line. We'd like to see a little higher before we do this, but an accelerated approval approach where there's a follow-up trial to really help show us. I think we want more options for our patients, especially if they're not tolerating other cytotoxics. We want to bring things in with different cross-toxicity, giving them options.
We could talk about this all day long, but Dave, just quick thought about it. What do you think?
We're seeing response rates in platinum-resistant disease in randomized prospective trial with single-agent PLD of 5%. If we can six-fold increase our response rates, that's enough for me to start treating. Now, with regards to moving up earlier in the lines and comparing it to the historical standards, that's a different story.
Sure. Obviously, of course, as you go earlier, you're going to want more data. Well, anyway, we'll hear about this patient.